Hey there, how you doing everybody? This is the Bikescape, maiden voyage for the new podcast I dreamed up. We're gonna concentrate this bike cast on bike culture. Not the bikes, not the, we'll probably talk titanium versus steel and all that kind of stuff. I'm a steel man myself. But mainly we want to concentrate on the people who ride the bikes. Why they ride the bikes, what they think, how they feel, and their effect on the world. And that would also include, you know, our community and the people that the way that people live in the world, and the way they get around has a lot to do with the kind of community that we have, and the fact that we have any kind of community sometimes has a lot to do with what we the way we get around. I'm a little the kind of alienation that we have in this country these days is pretty bad, and I think it's got a lot to do with the fact that we drive into our houses and close the big garage door behind us, and if we go outside at all, it's going to be in the backyard, not the front yard. So, you know, I kind of long for the kind of world where we have big front porches, and you sit outside in the front of your house instead of the back, and you wave at your neighbors as you go by. You even know who your neighbors are. And so I think that a bicycle-based community would be really great. And to help illustrate that and explore that with you and for myself, I'd like to have these podcasts. And I have a lot of ideas of people to interview and places to go. One of the things, we'll see if I can pull this off, but I'd like to not do what I'm doing right now and sit in front of my computer talking at it. So many podcasts are just people ranting into their computer, and it's great if they're interesting people, but you know, I'm not that interesting. You know, it's the subject I think that's interesting. And so I'd like to take you out. I'm going to buy a little iRiver with a microphone. It's not going to sound great, but I'm going to take you out on a Critical Mass ride. This podcast originates in San Francisco, by the way, the birthplace of Critical Mass. Well, it's a great town to bike in. And put the headphones here. Oh, that's not a good idea. And that's I like to get you out in the out into the real world with this podcast. And I'm gonna stretch my abilities and try and figure out how to describe what I'm seeing so that you can see it too. You know, speaking of Critical Mass, I'd like to bring this podcast out on Critical Mass. I'd like to bring you all out there. A lot of you can't make it to San Francisco. I'll let you know what it feels like. It's pretty interesting little phenomenon we have here in this town. It's been going on for 12 years. I know it happens in 200 other cities around the world. I've been to the New York Critical Mass, and I've never even been to the Berkeley Critical Mass. So I'd like to get some. I'd like to get people to send me MP3s. That would be a really great thing if you can do some soundscapes of your own and take us out on Critical Mass in Omaha, Nebraska, or Chicago, Illinois, or maybe New York, or Paris, or Amsterdam. Do they do it in Amsterdam? I'm sure they do. And that would be great. And if you have MP3s of any kind that you like, you know, music, bike-related, hopefully pod-safe bike-related music, that would be great. I'll put it on if it's good, if I like it. I'd also like to hear your opinions. I'll put you on the show, and if we can even arrange to Skype in together and do several people. My wife Karen said she'd like to be on the show and talk about raising kids on bikes. We got two kids. I'd like to interview my friend Robin, who single-handedly brought down the Central Freeway here in San Francisco and is putting up a beautiful boulevard in its place with a, speaking of community, boy, there used to be a double-decker elevated freeway there, and now there's going to be stores and people walking around, and there'll be a lot of cars, but there's also going to be a lot of pedestrians and bikes, and it's just going to be great. And so we're going to get Robin on, I hope, and I'd like to interview some, maybe this people that started Critical Mass. I'd like to talk to the people of Time's Up in New York. I'd like to talk to them about what's going on in New York. I don't want to just concentrate on San Francisco here. A lot of things to talk about. There's events happening all over the world. While I talk to you, I'd like to cruise over to, let's see if I can open up Safari here. And there was an article in the news today about the car show in New York, in Chicago, I mean. Some folks, some of the usual suspects in Chicago, were out there protesting the car show. So let's see if I can find it here without wasting too much of your time. Let's see here. Looking for the Chicago Tribune. There it is. Article in the Chicago Tribune today. Well, it's not there. Well, basically, they got some people out there, and they all met in Dealey Plaza and went for a bike ride down to the car show, as they do every year for the last 3 or 4 years. And they had signs and bells and whistles and bullhorns, and they had their pets with them, and I think they brought some kids, and it was quite a scene. They got into the Chicago Tribune, even though I can't quite get their webpage for that article. I don't feel like searching for it now, but you can find it if you want. Went up today, the 13th. Today's the 13th of February. And what else? Yeah, one of the nice things was this guy Dan Korn said that he was dropping his family off at the car show a few years ago, and he saw the demonstration a few years ago, and he thought, "Hey, these people have something going on here. I think I'm gonna check it out." And now he's pretty much ditched his car, or at least he's riding his bike a lot more, and it's great. So that's the kind of effect we'd like to have. Anyway, it's gonna be a short podcast today. I'm not gonna waste your time too much, but I wanted to just let you know what's happening. It might be a little while before things really get moving, because I'm going to try and have good shows and not too many shows, but I'm going to have a quality rather than quantity, as they say. So I'll have to think of some kind of tagline or something, like "Get on your bike, everybody," or "Ride safe." I'm not going to say that. Of course you're going to ride safe. Anyway, I'll see you next time, and have a good one. Get out there and ride. Talk to you later.